To touch. Circumstances that brought us here, it's been a pleasure to be here. Very nice to see everybody, see all these familiar people and friends. On this night, I'd like to tell a story you may have heard before. That's fine if you have. Once there was a city, and in that city, a terrible crime was committed, and no one knew who had done it. And the Grand Inquisitor of this city looked across the city and thought, this is an opportunity for me. This is an opportunity for me to pin this crime on my enemies. Now there's a group of people in this city whom the Grand Inquisitor disliked. And this group of people was a group of Jews. And their leader was a Rabbi Pincus. So the Grand Inquisitor decided to charge the Rabbi Pincus with this crime. After all, no one knew who had done it. So he had the rabbi arrested and brought to trial. At trial, the court looked at the evidence, the trumped-up charges and trumped-up evidence, and they told the Grand Inquisitor that there's no evidence against this man. There's nothing at all. We have to let him go. But the Grand Inquisitor would not hear of it. And you have to realize that in those days, his word was law. There was no appeal. There was no arguing. He said, I believe this man is guilty. You believe he's innocent. So we will let God decide. I have two small pieces of paper, and I will write guilty on one, and I'll write innocent on the other. And if he draws the guilty paper, he will be executed on the spot. If he draws the innocent paper, he will be set free. So he did this. And he held out the basket with the two pieces of paper to the rabbi. Now the rabbi was a wise man, and he knew that the Grand Inquisitor was a wicked man. And he knew that very likely he had written guilty on both pieces of paper. And he knew there was no appeal. Now imagine that you were in the rabbi's shoes, and the Grand Inquisitor was standing in front of you, holding out that basket. What do you say? Well, what do we say when evil triumphs, when evil seems to triumph? We hear of school shootings, and that is terrible. It's terribly sad. I read books about science, and evolution is scattered throughout these books. And that's a terrible deceit, a terrible lie that is forced upon our schools across this country. We hear of people being deceived. We hear of deceivers going about. And seemingly they're flourishing. It seems like there's nothing being done to stop them. I like to read Psalms 46, verses 1 through 3. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. I've always had faith in God, and I've always had faith that he triumphs in the end. And I've always liked these verses. I believe we can trust in God. And yet there's times when it seems like deceit is winning, when evil is triumphing. I'd like to read just a couple more verses also in Proverbs. And think about this thing. If you look at history, one of the things that you see over and over, repeated over and over, is that often an evil dictator rises, or some form of evil rises, and then it self-destructs. Quite often it's not, quite often that's the way it happens. Also, evil is always found out. Deceit is always discovered. Lies are always discovered. Sometimes it takes a long time, but it's always discovered. In Proverbs, let me see, I think it's Proverbs 12, verse 17. It says, he that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. And verse 19 says, the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. And verse 20, deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace there is joy. Evil is self-destructing. Well, the rabbi stood before the Grand Inquisitor and he smiled. And says, I thank you for this opportunity to prove my innocence. And I want to commend your justice and fairness in leaving this up to God. And then before anyone could stop him, he took a piece of paper out of the basket and he put it in his mouth and swallowed it. And the Grand Inquisitor said, why did you do that? Now we'll never know what's written on it. And the rabbi says, oh yes, you just need to read what is on the other paper. If it says innocent, then the one I ate was said guilty. And if it says guilty, then the one I ate must say innocent. So reluctantly, the Grand Inquisitor took the other paper and read it, and it said, guilty. There's two points I like about this story. One is, do not let evil things destroy our peace, because truth ultimately triumphs. And that's a principle of life that is a great comfort to me when I read of terrible things happening. The other thing I had to think about when thinking about Grandpa is to use your head. And this is just brought out in thinking about and listening to the stories we've been telling each other and different things. Whether we were chasing cows or fixing fence or grinding feed, Grandpa was one who did not suffer fools gladly. He expected you to use your head. That's something for us to remember. Sometimes I'm amazed at the things people do, the foolishness that people do, and how far they can depart from common sense. And not to just follow after something, just because somebody says something, but to think things through and to use your intellect that God has given you. Let's kneel for prayer.
Christ's everlasting gospel is ringing out again. Its message of salvation, its peace, goodwill to men. Though sin has hurled its weapons and evil hosts assail, the gospel of Christ Jesus has evermore prevailed. Our King shall come in glory, his conquering cross we hail. The power of his salvation shall never, never fail. Sometimes the sky is dark and stormy clouds appear, but still beyond the shadows the light is bright and clear. The God of truth has spoken, his word will never fail. The gospel of Christ Jesus shall more and more prevail. Our King shall come in glory, his conquering cross we hail. The power of his salvation shall never, never fail. The faith wherein is victory in Jesus we proclaim. Though earthly thrones may perish, still lives Emmanuel's name. Our voices swell with triumph upon earth's threatening gales. The gospel of Christ Jesus through every age prevails.
We'd also like to say.
No tears in heaven will be known.
Brother John's students can come up.
While shepherds were watching their flocks in the night, the hills were aglow with a wonderful sight. From heaven the angels descended to tell the sweet birthday song. Christ the Savior is born on the Bethlehem plain. Christ the Savior.
596 in the Christian hymnal.
There is a land of pure delight where saints immortal reign. Eternal day excludes the night and pleasures banish pain. There everlasting spring abides. Oh,
successively. Each class comes up one after the other.
Day. He lies in a manger, the hay Especially.
Cântăm toți cu un suflet ținem,
Sabestias gedech buzelen was redogum nagaruit ventuire. Nata sanos utisus ventuire nadus. Jesus la noi seco guarda, Jesus ven casa meri di cela ce. Iata sana scur Jesus, vintu ira gratus,
enjoyed the evening. Yes, it is. Enjoyed the children singing. Keep it up, children. That was beautiful. We also have three songs. They're about Christmas, you know, and about Christ. The thing that I have to think of in the time of the year when the world is, supposedly celebrating Christmas, it's been almost completely lost. The true meaning of Christ. I mean, it's terribly sad. And that's why it's important for us as Christians to, you know, focus on the real meaning of it. One of the songs that we're going to sing O Holy Night, and we'll sing all three verses. A beautiful song, and the last verse, I just agree with Brother Roger, it's so beautiful. Just brings out Christ. And, you know, without Christ, where would we be tonight? So,
angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain.
Forever. rejoice in the beautiful city in the prime of the day, and the trumpets should cry, and the crowds make way, and the flags fly high in the morning sun, and the people all cheer for the sovereign one. And everyone knows that's the way that it's done.
Houses and lands.
He should dine upon summer strawberries and milk, and sleep upon bedclothes of satin and silk.
And high on a hill his castle should glow with the lights of the city like jewels below. And everyone knows that's the way that it's done. That's the way.
Glory, glory to God, Christ is born.